May contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And this is Martha Wash.
We are reporting to you live
from our weather center.
Baby, the stuff done got heavy.
Honey, just when you thought it was safe to go back outside, bam, the sequel.
Yeah, baby. Honey, I thought you knew, girl.
According to all sources.
What sort?
Streets the place to go.
Baby, you better listen, honey.
What a city to rain men, which would be Vancouver, because we've got a lot of rain here, although lately it has been absolutely glorious, glorious sunshine. So I thought it would be very appropriate to start it off with a little bit of RuPaul and a little bit of It's Raining Men. So I thought that'd be quite entertaining to start the night, because we're going to be talking about sexy, being sexy and single in Van City, because sometimes that can be really fun. Which, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR, where tonight we are going to be chatting about obviously, the fact that Vancouver is abundant. A lot of people say that there's not a lot of men in the city. I care to disagree with them. I think there's a lot of men. There's a lot of women as well. Sometimes we're a little bit perhaps too laid back because we've got such, either that or we're scurrying to get away from the rain, so we don't make eye contact in the street. Sometimes we've been told that we're a little bit cliquey in this city and we don't make contact with other people. But I'm saying it's summer, so enjoy everything. Start strutting your stuff, walking down the street, knowing how hot you are and feeling oh so beautiful, because I think you can meet men pretty much just about anywhere, because you just never know where you might meet someone. You've got to keep an open mind. Sometimes a lot of people, as we heard a couple weeks ago, are meeting people online. We had Kate Houston on from Try Sweet Talk, and she was saying that she's making a career and doing quite well at it, writing people's online profiles, because more people are meeting online as opposed to meeting in person. So it's interesting, and if you want to know why people are meeting online, according to MSN's online, a report on online dating in Canada, the number one reason is because we've got a growing proportion of the population is composed of singles, and it's the main pool for online dating. Two, career and time pressures are increasing, so people are looking for more effective ways, more efficient ways of meeting people for intimate relationships. Three, single people are more mobile due to the demands of the job market, so it's more people to meet people for dating. Four, workplace romance is on the decline due to growing sensitivity about sexual harassment. So I think that's really, really interesting, because people ask me all the time, where do you meet men in Main City? Like, really, where do you meet men? And as I said at the top of the show, I think you can meet them anywhere. But I think it starts with asking yourself some questions. I think this is probably the most important one, even though we are pretty well versed in terms of being in terms of the commute factor. But number one, what part of the city do I live in? What parts of the city do I enjoy spending time in? What things do I like to do? What kind of activities? And when someone asks me for a date, when do I have time to date? And I think sometimes when people talk about criteria lists, this type of thing is how you get your answers in terms of formulating a criteria list, because it has to do with lifestyles, because the answers to these questions are going to guide you to somebody who might have similar lifestyle choices. So it starts with, you got to know what you want. There's so many places to meet men, but you got to know if they're the right type of men for you. Like, for example, say you are into living in Kitsilano, you like getting all your organics and stuff like that, you like bicycling everywhere, perhaps going to a cowboy bar out in Langley may not be the best place for you to meet a guy, unless you're planning to relocate to Langley, or and especially if you don't have a car. So it's otherwise it doesn't make any sense, because A, you live in Vancouver, B, you don't like to drive outside the city, and C, if you don't like country music, why bother? And C, do you like suburbia? Because if you don't, I think I've got your answer for you right there. It really comes down to lifestyle choices. So it's one of those things when you figure out what type of activities you like. If you like fine wine and martinis and shopping, this may not be a good thing to do, like in terms of picking up some guy at a cowboy bar who likes his beer. It's not that cowboys don't necessarily like fine dining and wine, but chances are you're going to get more of a casual, more at-home guy who's just really comfortable going to the pub. And I think that's really good. There's some girls who are really into that, who don't like wearing heels, who prefer wearing jeans, and just really a little bit more casual, who like watching sports, just more comfortable in that atmosphere. So you need to figure out what works best for you. It's really, really, really important. You can flip around sometimes and have some good times. A girlfriend of mine actually recruited her brother, who took her to a special men's shopping night at the Bay, which I thought was kind of a cool idea of where to meet men. She spent a lot of time meeting her brother's friends, sampling martinis, and checking out a fashion show. And through her brother's friends, she got to meet a whole bunch of really cool people. Plus, she found out about a social networking site that holds events for really awesome people. So there's some really good sites out there which you can play with. The other thing to watch out for, of course, is body language. You've got to create the approach. So whenever, whether you're a guy or a gal, remembering always to focus on things like smiling, keeping eye contact with somebody that you find attractive, just lets them know that you want them to approach. And if you're a guy, when a girl's smiling at you and holding eye contact, usually, honey, come on over and introduce yourself. So definitely check your body language, because good posture is not only really good for all your organs, so you're not scrunching them, it also portrays confidence, which I think confidence is a very, very sexy thing. So it's really important to just stand tall, stand proud, and strong. At this time, we're going to take a really short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about where to meet men in Van City. We will be right back.
Free Geek and CITR 101.9 FM bring you Computer Club, Friday, August 21st, midnight until late at the Woods, 2nd in Ontario, with DJs Jules Andre Brown, Brad Winter, and Swaption, Ubuntu Systems, and visuals by Jeff Vincent. Come early before it runs out. Party starts at 12.
And we are back at Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM. So, and before that really quick break, we were chatting about where to meet people. Another place that might be a really good place to meet someone, believe it or not, is going to church. And I don't want you to start going because you want to go there to find a nice guy. I want you to go because you're actually really into it, like whether, regardless, whatever religion you are. If you're into it, I think it could be a really good point, because there's perhaps you probably have the same value system, which is really, really important. Make sure it's a church in your area. So again, combine your criteria list. You've got everything together like that. It's really, really, really key. Other things that are really important is to take the initiative. Usually I recommend taking the opportunity to help a man take initiative, because historically guys are hunters. And it's very important to let them make the first move. But every once in a while, it's worth taking the initiative and see if you strike gold. So it's very important. So whether or not you send them a Facebook invite and just say, hey, it was really nice to check you out at church. Maybe not check you out, but yeah, you're a really good singer or whatever. And it'd be really nice to go for tea sometime, or I might need a little bit of help with my choir notes. I need to sing for joy. So those kind of things are really, really, really important. So again, figuring out, A, do your homework and decide what suits your lifestyle. 2, go out and really check out events. So don't be afraid to stretch your boundaries. Check things out. Actually find out events that are of genuine interest to you and that they support your lifestyle choices. Like, for example, one of the ideal places to meet people, which I met a couple people this weekend, is at the farmers market. There's a couple different ones through all the vendors. There's some great ones all through the city. That way you get to eat healthy and encourage you get to share recipes. It's a good way to chat with people and get to find out a lot more about produce and being healthy anyway. And you never know, you might meet somebody super special at one of those events. Or create a support network. So let your friends and family members know that you're on the market. You could even have a friend or family member perhaps write your online profile if you are going to try online dating. Or just really encourage people just to let them know that you're into it. Again, note to your friends and family, making sure that they don't embarrass you when you are trying to find somebody to date, where it's not doing a Facebook invite or something like that, where it's like, I think you guys would be great and you should get married and have kids. And whatever else you do after this Facebook message, wink, 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 you can do whatever. So just being really careful about that kind of stuff. Other things is, don't be afraid to show someone that you find them appealing. You never know, they just might. They never know. They might just feel the same way. And always remember, if it doesn't work, go back to the drawing board, because you may need to hire a lifestyle or a dating coach. And I can recommend some really, 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 really great ones, because you can have some lot of fun. You never know. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. We will be right back.
August 13th to 23rd, Satisfy Your Cravings. With spicy films and sizzling parties at the 21st Vancouver Queer Film Festival. Tickets available at queerfilmfestival.ca.
And we are back. So if you're just joining us right now, you know you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM CITR. So in terms of some sexy events that are going on in town, you might want to check out Love Affair tomorrow night, which you can Google it if you want, or you can join the Facebook group. But it's going to be pretty hot. You'll get to check out what you can wear to go out, because there's some pretty hot models going to be modeling in Nancy Black's fashion show. Jim Cummings, who is Brain Eater, which I think Nardwar had him actually on his show earlier this week or last week, promoting the event. It's going to be pretty hot. I will be there myself, of course, so there'll be lots of hotness in the room. And, of course, there will be other people, too. So you're definitely going to have to check that out. So that's tomorrow night. And other places, of course, you just heard about the Queer Film Festival. So again, movie premieres, even though I would not advise a movie in terms of going to a first date, but in terms of for a pickup, it may not be a bad place to go, because you can always meet someone in the lineup when it's for popcorn. Sometimes it's really great where you could be there chatting to people in the lobby before going in. You've got your popcorn. It's a great opportunity to take your hand, and actually if they're hungry for popcorn, you can offer to feed them. It can be really suggestive and very flirty, but you can have a good time doing that. And I think that definitely gets the message across, which can be very important, because sometimes our messages don't come clear. And I think that's the big issue, is the fact that we need to learn how to communicate. Because if we don't communicate, things can get a little bit freaky and a little bit scary. So I really, really, really recommend learning how to communicate. And there's a multitude of different ways. We always talk about communication. The other thing that's really important in terms of communication, because I'm going to get to that in a little bit, is really trying to get your criteria list out there. So, of course, you've told your friends and family that you need to be able to talk about things. And, you know, you need to check it out. So sometimes, though, you can set your dating criteria a little too high. And in some ways, there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, you don't want to be dating every single person, unless this is something that you care and choose to do at this very time. But one of the things you might be able to do is perhaps see if you're too picky. There is a test on Yahoo Personals, actually, where you can check out 100 online profiles, whether you're on eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, or Lava Life, whatever dating site you've chosen, or Yahoo Personals, since they're the ones who offer this advice. They recommend check out 100 profiles. And how many of those did you find attractive? Have you met, how many of them met your criteria? So if you're being really specific, things like age, which sometimes can be important, especially if you're deciding to have children, height, weight, income, smoking, religion, or have they had kids before, etc. And how many of them wrote interesting profiles that would make you think they'd be a compelling conversation on a date? And also, this one's probably for me, what percentage of your online dates do you click with in real life? So you multiply all those numbers together, and you'll find about the amount of people that meet your requirements is probably less than 5%. So out of 100 people online, only 5 are even dateable. So out of those 5, how many of those will love your family, appreciate your quirks? How many of them are going to have the same long-term goals that you do? And more importantly, how many of those 5 think that you're cute enough, thin enough, young enough, rich enough, smart enough, kind enough, interesting enough? Probably not that many. So what does all this mean? Does it mean that we're doomed to a life of solitude and loneliness? I don't think so. I think we are still sexy and single in Van City. So in that, we just may need to adjust up our perspective a little bit. Some things are deal breakers, though, so it's really important to know that there are certain deal breakers. And sometimes it's not easy finding the right person. Some people don't find it in their lifetimes. Others are lucky enough to fall in love at least once or twice. Love is a great gift, and if you're lucky to have love and have it last, it's wonderful. It takes a lot of hard work, really strong communication skills. And taking that time to really care and respect somebody. It's really, really important. And it's hard sometimes if you get down about it and depressed. You've got to remember, first of all, it's difficult to find someone special. And signing up for an online dating, for a month in hopes of falling in love is kind of a little bit crazy. It's kind of like they use an analogy in here about signing up for the gym for a month in hopes of becoming Mr. Universe. So I thought that was funny. The other thing is, too, you may want to be careful not to be too narrow-minded in your searches. So in order to expand your options, say like 1 in 100 people, we need to open up perhaps our age range, height range, maybe body types for people we may not have otherwise considered, just to give people a chance. Because a lot of times, let's face it, you don't decide whether or not you're going to like them until you actually meet them in person. So that's number one. Two, it's all about the pheromones, baby, right from the beginning. So either you like somebody or you're not. There is chemistry or there's not. So it's a good opportunity to meet them. Always think of it as an opportunity that you might meet somebody really good. And if you don't, maybe you might have a friend that you can match them up with. All those kind of things are really super fun too. Also, think about different things. So instead of making it like an awkward coffee, sometimes it's good where you can have the coffee, and if it works out, perhaps go and catch a flick together. Even though, again, I know I just advise not going on a movie date. But then if it's a short film for one of the film festivals where you're supporting local talent and international talent as well, it gives you an opportunity to talk about things, finding out what your value systems are, what are similar, different goals in life, and your lifestyle choices, figuring out, you can chat about a lot of different things, give or take, with what the movie is. Even things that, if you're going for intimate encounter, say you're seeing a sexy erotic film, whether or not you're going to the Fox and seeing full-on pornography, or whether or not you are seeing something like 9.5 weeks and just renting a video, where you can talk about things like, are you into bondage? Are you into submission? Just really, really developing your communication skills. What things you like, what things you want, those things. I think that stuff's really, really important to chat about. Because if you don't know this stuff, how can you expect anybody else to know it? I think it's really, really, really important. So think about those things, and think about if you're being too picky, because some of us are very picky. Other times, as you know, my theory on this one, because I know, listeners, you've heard it from me a million and one times, you know, it's important not to waste people's time. Just being honest, doing it with timing, obviously. Like, don't, if you just start dating somebody, don't break up with them on their birthday or any major holiday. That can be really horrible and traumatic and cause a lot of grief. So those things aren't a very good thing. But making sure you take that time and really get to know people, it's really, really, really key. And take it as an opportunity when you're going out to meet people, take it as an opportunity to go out and kind of date yourself a little bit, because sometimes that's really, really important. And think of it as things like, say, for example, you like cooking a lot. Maybe going on to like ruby.com, which is where they've got all sorts of videos, and they've got cooking workshops. So maybe signing up for one of those workshops, or maybe going over to Williams-Sonoma, for example, and on a Sunday, and checking out the snacks, whatever they're making that day, while you're checking out. Because, of course, I always want to go and buy all that stuff that's in the shop, because I've got some fabulous cooking stuff that makes a non-cooker like me want to become a cooker. But it's a good opportunity to go find somebody who maybe really likes cooking, and you could perhaps have a lot of fun later on in the relationship in the bedroom. But it starts with doing things that are really fun and entertaining. Try not to lie about things right from the get-go. Things like, say I love jazz, and you really hate jazz. You're kind of a rock and roll kind of gal. Make sure you're not doing that, because otherwise, unless you want to open up your mind and check out a few jazz concerts and stuff like that, it's unfair of your partner, who might think it's a huge treat to take you to a jazz thing, where after a while you start feeling you're taking it for the team and you get resentful. So cut that stuff off right from the get-go by making sure they know that those aren't things that you really like. It's very, very, very important. We're going to take a really, really quick short break. And when we return, we're going to be talking about a lot more reasons why you should enjoy being single, and some tips in terms of how to communicate what you want so you can get what you want in and out of the bedroom. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM. We will be right back after this. And if you want to call in during the break at 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBCCITR. We will be right back.
You can breathe in the music this city makes. Moved by the rhythm the gypsies play. Deep inside, it comes alive. There is a whisper that feeds your soul. Words so beautiful like a Spanish rose. As you're hypnotized, that's when you've arrived. The streets, so wonder like Picasso in the Barcelona heat. Passion is the fashion, and life is poetry. Welcome to another world where every heart can be. Oh,
about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And we're back. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. And wow, that was the first time I ever listened to Marion's, who does Hans von Klaus's Misery Hour. That's the very first time I've actually listened to that promo, because I usually just promo it, because he will be on at 11 o'clock. And man, is that man on. You should see his shoes. Oh, I know, I have foodgasms and I have shoegasms. And his shoes for guy shoes are shoes not to be believed. Absolutely amazing. Which he has the perfect shoes to do a little bit of strutting in. Which on that note, we are listening to the Cheetah Girls' Strut. Which I thought was very appropriate because I think ladies out there, you need to learn how to walk and strut and shake it a little bit and just really own your space. And sometimes it is good in terms of with men, it's good for us to let them know that we're into them. I think that's really, really, really key. So it all comes back down to body language in terms of that. Making sure, A, you can check all that stuff out in terms of the body language. So there's no crossed arms, all that stuff. Very important. Because if we're talking about being single, dating yourself, and being sexy in Van City, that's how it starts. It starts with A, feeling good, feeling confident about who you are. So then that way, if you want to invite somebody else in to share your life, that's great. If not, that's okay too. So let's start with chatting about how to get what you want in and out of the bedroom. In and out. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. I think all that stuff's really important. So number one, it starts with getting your criteria list again, knowing what you want. What do you want? What makes you feel good? Thinking about all those things and making sure you're making choices based on your value systems, whether it be spiritually driven, whether it be lifestyle driven, all of the above, hopefully, in terms of economics, all that stuff, knowing what you want. But as well as that, once you kind of know what's working for you in terms of your life, asking yourself in terms of establishing your criteria list, what is it about someone that really drives you crazy that are the things you want in someone? Like, do you want someone who's going to be around 24/7? Or do you want someone that you just kind of shag whenever you've got a moment? Or do you kind of want a little bit of both in the perfect world? So those things are really important. Maybe you just got out of a long-term relationship or short-term relationship and your heart's a little bit bruised. Maybe you just want to indulge in lots of flirtation and lots of dating, just having a good time. That's okay, as long as you're really honest about it. And again, that falls into our next step, which is honesty tempered with timing. So it's really important to be really honest with people. Sometimes people are a little too honest right up in front, and it's kind of a little scary sometimes where many times people will start telling people right off the bat from the get-go, which I think can be a good or a bad thing. Things like perhaps telling them right off the bat, I'm just going through a divorce. I'm really scared. Complaining about that things, or I'm in recovery from, alcohol addiction, or something like that. Which, yes, those are very important things, but you don't need to give somebody all your baggage immediately. It can be something that can be perhaps not the first meeting when you're actually sitting down having wine, unless you're in a meeting, and then obviously that's a totally different. So within the context, other things in terms of honesty and timing. If you're shagging someone and you want it to go a little bit deeper, and I don't mean just the shag, I mean the emotional stuff, make sure you choose your moments. If you're choosing it at the end, after the man has ejaculated, it may not quite be the right time in terms of bringing up the fact that you want to marry him and have his babies and have that white picket fence. It's not the good time to do that. Best time to do that is perhaps when you're out of bed is a good time, because after a man's ejaculated, according to Tanya Diamond, who is the Tantra teacher, who I highly recommend, she's got some great workshops whenever she gets to town from Seattle. It shuts down his entire chakra system. So he's sometimes out for the count. So there is a reason why the guys fall asleep. Many of them do after having sex. With women, it makes us feel good. There's a chemical in our bodies called oxytocin that makes us want to bond. So sometimes even when you're just fucking around with somebody, sometimes you get a little bit more involved than you thought. Or sometimes you didn't start off with liking them, but now you really want a lot more from them. So being really, really, really aware in terms of that. Communication. And again, tempered with timing can be really good, like in terms of the honesty factor. But keeping in mind that there are different ways of communication. So A, knowing what you want, knowing when and what battles you want to fight for, because there are some things, like if he doesn't call all the time or she doesn't call, they keep canceling dates on you, whoever that person is and you're in your life that you want to be in your life, just being able to be really direct where it's like, look, I like you, or I want to get to know you. I'm open to the concept of a relationship, or I like you. I think you're great. But I also really cherish my freedom. So being really honest about those things. Harville Hendrix has some great work, as you've probably always heard me talk about, where he's got the listening exercise, which if you'd like, you can do this with someone, where whenever they say something, repeating the sentence back to them, just reversing the pronouns. So say, for example, it's like, I really love cooking. You really love cooking. Why do you really like cooking? And that way, it's basically taking what they've said. You're also internalizing it on a certain level. And they also feel that they're being heard because you've used their words to reflect back what they've said. So it's very important in that. So he's got a lot of work in his work, a lot of workshops and exercises that you can use in your life. And you can use that even just when you're chatting to your bosses and things like that. So it can be in and out of the bedroom in terms of using that to build your communication skills and get a lot what you want from life that way by making people feel heard, because I think that's really, really, really important. Other things is there's a great book called The Five Languages of Love. And I know I've chatted about that on my show about intimacy. It's a really, really, really key to know how you like to be loved, like whether it be through physical touch, whether it be through words, through language, whether it be through acts of service. There's so many different types of ways of showing that you love someone, but really, really expressing that. And that can be, again, transferred into your friendships. It can be transferred into your life. It's basically acknowledging and respecting someone and caring for them and showing how you care. That type of stuff is very, very, very important. As well, knowing what you want, let's go back up for a moment to that. It's very important. And sometimes, yes, you can be too picky where it's like, I want a model who's 5'10", minimum height, long, black, flowing hair down her back. Sometimes you are drawn to certain types, and there's nothing wrong with, you shouldn't apologize for what, in terms of knowing what you like. But at the same time, sometimes it's good to open it up. Obviously, it's important to know what your deal breakers are and be upfront with that. So for example, say you don't like smoking and somebody there, you think they're a real cool cat, but they smoke a lot. It might not be the best match for you just because you're not a smoker. It's just not a cool thing. So it's just not good. You're probably better off just dating, unless they're willing to quit smoking. But if they choose to do that, it's got to be for themselves, not for you. So again, it's really important in terms of knowing what your deal breakers are. Other things could be a deal breaker is say you want to have kids and your potential partner may not want to have kids. So that's something important to discuss and see, how would you feel if you didn't have children? Are they open to adoption, or are they just anti-children in general? Those types of things are really, really, really key. Other things in terms of ways to communicate and get what you want is knowing in terms of touching, really getting your signs from someone, not rushing in like a bulldog and just taking it and biting and tearing at things, unless they're into that. So really setting guidelines and boundaries, not being afraid to ask for what you want. Sometimes we hide under the guise of politeness, which politeness is cruel. Just be honest with people. Don't say, "Ugh, that just totally sucked. My gosh, like totally, like where did you learn to like feel someone up?" Because that's just like, it's just not acceptable, and that's really not treating somebody with respect. Perhaps saying things like, when I really like when you take your hand and let me take your hand and let me just guide it here, just along this curve here. I really like being touched there. Yeah, exactly like that. Really gentle like that. Or I really like it when you put your mouth there and just gently breathe ever so gently. Not too hard, just exactly right. Those types of things are really, really, really key. Number 4, other things about what you need to do to get is play things safe. And with safe, I am, again, following all of the above, A, knowing what you want, which may sound weird to put that under safety, but it's key. Honesty tempered with timing, again, being really careful when you talk about things if you want to get what you want. Really understanding your communication. So talking about things, like talking about safe sex, talking about what method of birth control you'd like to use with your partner. If you are having multiple partners, I would strongly advise using condoms. And I hear from men who aren't too keen on using condoms, and women as well, where sometimes it rubs. Here's one word: lubrication. Find a good lube that works really, really well. If you want, go to somewhere like Art of Loving or Sex Ed with a Twist and chat with Laska. She's got some great advice. Or Women's Wear, there's fabulous shops all around. They can go in and talk to the staff. They're usually quite educated in terms of that, in terms of whether it's a sugar-based lube, whether it's water-based, all sorts of things like that. And figuring out what type of lube. Also being really honest about it. What are you using that lube for? Because if you're using it, say, for anal sex, you may want to use certain types as opposed to others, just in terms of the glycerin content, in terms of the lubricant. And as well as that, how much lube can you put in a condom without it sliding off? And finding out that you ended up going bareback and you're going to have to do a fishing expedition, which, as much as some men out there like fishing and some women do, that may not be the best way to get to know somebody really, really, really well. So condoms are really key. Other things is talk about STIs in terms of things. If you've got herpes, Catherine Houston was quite interesting. When we had her on the show, she mentioned about a man who called himself Herpes Man or something like that in his online profile, which she thought was, at first, was taken a little bit aback, then thought about it and thought it was an absolutely brilliant marketing campaign. And the fact that he didn't have to do that talk with everybody later on about it, he had it up there. And I suppose in terms of if you're dealing with addiction issues, and instead of blurting it out as soon as you meet somebody face to face and that being the first thing that you say to someone, if you want to tell somebody because you don't want to do that speech and you feel dishonest doing it later on, perhaps you might be able to put that in your profile and just have hidden photos. That might be an option as well. And as well, just doing a search in terms of if anybody is dealing with addiction issues, if they are in AA, they don't drink, those types of things, it might be a good idea, because it might be a good person to be with or find out about, where you might have similar value systems. So again, not being afraid to ask those things on your online profiles. And if you are meeting somebody for the first time, kind of feeling them out about that stuff, being really careful. And again, focusing body language. Are they getting uncomfortable when you chat about things? With safe sex as well, remembering that 1 in 5 people have herpes in a couple different simplexes, as well as that other STIs, things like syphilis, has been on the rise for a long time. So it's important to get tested for that. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, all that stuff. I know we're talking about being sexy and things, but being sexy is being safe. You can kind of put yourself into a little bit of a circle where you want to make sure you've got that sacred circle of safety around you, making sure everything's good. So chatting about those things, and then that time as well in terms of playing it safe with your condoms, discussing your birth control, making sure you have all that in gear, because what if you did get pregnant? What if your partner gets pregnant? What would you do? And really thinking about that, because sex comes with responsibility, and it's important to think about those things. What would you do if you got pregnant? What would you do if your partner got you pregnant? Either way, and this goes men, women, all those things are really important. As well as that, AIDS, of course, hepatitis C, being really careful. Condoms do protect against in terms of body fluid exchange, as long as they don't break. Other things are, female condoms are quite good, and dental dams, just again, because it protects everything and it gives more protection in terms of STIs like HPV and herpes, anything that's skin-on-skin contact, those types of STIs, bacterial infections. Sometimes it's a little bit safer that way, even though oral sex may not be quite as fun when you've got, when you're doing it through a dental dam. But at the same time, you are practicing safe sex. And if you do find that you are dating somebody that you do like, and that may be a deal breaker for you, where you're not comfortable if they are HIV positive, perhaps, or they have herpes or another STI. Those things are really important to find out. So get tested. Find out what your status is for yourself, for your own peace of mind, so you know. And with that as well, just making sure you're able to talk about it. And if you do talk to your potential partner about it, it is important to have that conversation, hopefully before you have sex. And talking a little bit about babies and stuff and where you stand about that, because that's a really, really, really important factor. And that can make or break a couple if you end up with them long term. So those things, and it doesn't have to be a heavy discussion, but it could be where it's, it could be that discussion where it's just like, if I got you pregnant, honey, I'd want you to keep it. Or the opposite, where it's just like, I never want to have children. Those things are really, really, really key to talk about. And I hope that you are practicing safe sex out there. I hope if you are having sex, you're enjoying it, because summer is a really great time to meet people in Van City, to go full circle about this. So get out there, start cycling. Go to different festivals, whether it be at the Zombie Festival, wherever, where you get to meet people, get to find out about them, and really start expanding your socialness, because it's very, very important, even though at one point you couldn't stay at home and be online and get to meet people. In reality, you don't really get to meet them until you meet them in person, in the true sense, in terms of chemistry, unless you're just looking for phone sex or online sex, which can be fun too, I suppose, if you're into webcam, which many people are. It is definitely a form of safe sex in many ways, as long as the other person is not in a committed relationship where it can be hurtful to the other party. But all those things are really, really important. So before I wrap up the show tonight, I hope that each one of you goes out, and I may have a special prize for you for next week. You'll just have to find out. But why don't you email us at kitten, K-I-T-T-Y-N, at sexyinvancity.com, and tell us about your favorite pickup this week. Because I think there's a lot of really great times to pick up people. What your favorite pickup line is. And perhaps we just might read some of those on the show next week. Because you are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio. I can't even say my own show. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR. And I'm very excited because up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. And he is a very incredibly sexy man to be miserable with. And he is going to be around very shortly, and I can't wait to check out his shoes. So we will be back in just a bit.
Clothing, accessory, and industrial designers from across Canada will be previewing and selling new collections at Spend On Trend. Celebrating Canadian design, Spend On Trend runs from August 21st to the 23rd.
Scurry over to the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street, to stock your closet with exclusive Canadian fall fashions. Don't miss opening night on August 21st, which will feature a fashion installation show, wine, and music spun by DJ Brad Winter.
First 25 people in the door will receive a gift pack value over $50. For more information, visit www.spendontrend.com.
Use your tongue. You say you want things to be even and you want things to be fair, but you're afraid to get your teeth cut in my pubic hair. If you're lying there expecting me to suck your dick, you're gonna have to give me more than just a token lick. But you may not like it, but you better learn how, 'cause it's your turn now. You can lower your risk.
You're giving me that single cunnilingus kiss. It's on your face that I'm gonna sit. You can wiggle, you can jiggle your tongue to my clit. Don't worry about making me have an orgasm. Just take your time and do it with enthusiasm. I can tell it's making you scared just thinking of it. But you better learn to love it. Now you suck. Suck it hard. Go down, baby. You suck. Lick it hard and move your tongue around. Now you suck. Suck it hard. Go down, baby. You suck. Lick it hard and move your tongue around. When you hear sex, sex, stick it under your breath. We gotta take cover. We're flirting with death. Dam and your latex sock. I'm your latex bubble wrap like a gift. Got my microwave past the ground heating up my clit. Dinner's on, get busy with my booty. Got a couple of flavors, sweet licorice and fruity. I know you said luscious pussy with a cover. I'm aching too, we can't taste each other. There's no slacking off with an unprotected stroke. This ain't no joke. Sisters! Sisters, you've got the power. Use it! You brought a condom, right?
Huh?
I'm unprotected.
Hey, ain't you on the pill?
Oh, that was great and everything, but, you know, I think it's your turn to go down on me.
Oh, I'm tired.
What do you mean tired?
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
come on,
no,
baby.
That's
come
awful.
On, baby.
Oh, oh, that tastes
you
terrible.
Asshole, you shit. I know you think it's real drag to suck my cup when I'm on the rag. Quit making up stories, Jack. Give me a break. Cause I really don't believe that you got a headache. You tell me it's supposed to suck my yeast infection. How do you think I feel when I gag in your erection? Ugh. You're wasting your tongue with lame excuses and lies. Get your face between my thighs. Now you suck. Suck it hard. Go down, baby. You suck. Lick it hard. Move your tongue around. Now you suck. Suck it hard. Suck down, baby. You suck. Lick it hard. And move your tongue around. Now you suck.
Let's go and throw all the songs we know.